YouTube, man, what's good with everybody? I'm back with another video. Topic of this video is going to be about celibacy, all right? I just wanted to come on here and talk about celibacy once again because I feel like this topic needs to be discussed more. I know I've made a lot of videos about it, but it needs to be discussed more. You never know who could find this video, who this video could help, right? So let's get right into it. This video is going to be for men and females. I think men and women should be on celibacy. The reason why is because celibacy is what actually brings up your value as a human being. Yes, celibacy is what brings up your self-value, your, you know, self-worth. Because a real high-value individual is not what the media portrays it to be. It's not what the media paints it to be, right? Nowadays, you see, oh, high-value is a man who, or whatever, a man or woman who is going to have the highest value cars, right, and money, the most money, dresses the best, you know. A man who has a mansion, you know, he's high value. But that is all BS. Throw all that out of the window because that is not what we do over here. That is vanity. Over here, what I'm talking about, like in God's kingdom, what a real high value individual is a person who is keeping their purity, a person who is abstaining from sexual immorality. Yes, you heard it correctly. So a celibate individual, if you're a man or a female on celibacy, if you're retaining your purity, come on, man. If you're doing this, this puts you in the top percentage of whatever gender you are. Like I've already said this. Come on, man. Reason being is because you simply aren't putting vain things in that bracket of what is value, right? What is value to you is something that money can't buy. It's your purity. So it's way up there. It's really up there. This money and stuff, these cars, that's down there. That's all vanity. And vanity in the eyes of the Lord means nothing, you know? It means nothing. Simply. So when you're a man or female, like I said, putting this above all, you know, putting your purity above all, protecting it, holding it in, it puts you in a different bracket. You simply have that glow. People will see something is different about you. I'm telling you, people will see that something is actually different about you. Because when you go in public, you'll notice you're not like among these zombies. You're not like these people that are depleted watching the sights, releasing their energy every day. Because best believe as a female, you can do NOFAP as well. Yes. Because I know you females be watching the sites. I know it. Like I've said before, you females aren't excluded from this. You females got to do NOFAP as well because you're defiling God's temple. I got a couple Bible verses right here, man. Let's go. You're defiling God's temple because it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 to 20, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Facts. We got to glorify God in our body and our spirit, which means what? To not defile our temple that God has given us. To, you know, hold it at a high value. To hold it at a high worth. That we cannot be giving our seed to everybody. We cannot be sleeping with everybody. This goes for you females as well. You can't sleep with any and every high value man who drives a nice car, you know. And for you men, you can't be sleeping with any female who's got that fat behind who, you know, may appear nice on the outside. Because this is the thing, guys. Individuals may appear all cool on the outside. They may be attractive on the outside. They may have a flesh that looks good. But do not be deceived, guys. Because the spirit could be like the walking dead. Their spirit could be zombie-like. Yes, the stuff that they're doing behind closed doors, the defilement that comes with it. You know, they may be watching the sites. They may be having multiple partners that they're having fornication with. This really defiles a person's spirit. So when you're going and you're sleeping with that individual, this is for you men and females. When you're going and you're sleeping with that individual, you don't know what kind of exchange you're doing. Because as I mentioned before, soul ties where you exchange spirits. So when you're fornicating with these individuals, you're actually exchanging spirits, which is really defiling your temple. Yes, you got to repent and you really got to go on celibacy because this is no joke, guys. When you're sleeping with individuals, when you're giving your energy away and trading it with that individual, you really don't know what that person's doing behind closed doors. You got to repent and pray. Come on, man. Pray that God casts those soul ties out of you because it is deep, my guys. I'm telling you. And also it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17, if any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. So you heard that correctly, guys. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. So God is really above all. God really controls everything, guys. When you're defiling yourself out here, when you're just allowing, you know, for this stuff to happen, you're just opening doors for these certain attacks by defiling yourself, watching the site, stuff like that, what happens is God kind of turns you over to a reprobated mind, and he will let you destroy yourself. He will let the enemy destroy you too, right? Because once you keep doing this stuff and you keep ignoring that conviction, that's what happens. God just turns you over to a reprobated mind. That's what we're living among in this society, a bunch of reprobates. They don't feel any guilt, any conviction for their sin, anything like that. So just know you're different. When you're on this path, when you're walking on this path with God, when you've accepted Christ, when you're actually celibate, oh yes, you are different. You are different in the Lord's eyes, I'm telling you. Because this is a hard thing to do in this society. As I've mentioned before, everything is lustful. You go out in public and you look everywhere, everything is lustful. It's hard not to think lustfully. And obviously it's in our sinful nature to sin, but it's all about repentance, guys. Like I keep saying, repent and try to change, guys. Try to change for the better and try to fight this temptation off. All off of the strength of Christ. We can all ask for strength. Come on, man. But I'm telling you guys, another thing, when you get on celibacy as a man or a female, the thing is you're going to actually attract a more suitable mate. Which is like, think about it. If you're fornicating every day, like I've said before, if you're fornicating every weekend, whatever, and you're going out drinking, partying every weekend, you're going to attract the person that's like that. Yes. But if you're on celibacy and you're just at home, you know, you're chilling, you're journaling, doesn't mean you have to live a boring life, guys. You can go on road trips on the weekend. You can go in nature, explore all kinds of stuff, you know, go out into restaurants, do all kinds of cool things. You're going to attract that kind of person. And if you're reading your Bible, you know, praying a lot, you're going to attract a person that is pure like that. Yes. Come on, man. This journey really is like that. It's really like that. I'm telling you. Like, I can't make this up. You really will attract someone who is like you the longer you abstain from sexual immorality. But if you go back to your old ways, if you slide back to your vomit, what's going to happen is that path that God had planned out for you, that you were supposed to meet that one person that is actually suitable for you, to build your kingdom with, what's going to happen is you're going to get further and further away from that if you keep going back to your vomit. Yes, I'm telling you guys. Like, I can't make this up. This is facts. Come on, man. Drop a like and drop a comment and subscribe if this is sounding good. If this is facts, like, subscribe, man. Come on, you're missing out. You're missing out if you're not subscribed. I'm telling you guys, because I'm spitting facts each and every video. And I try to help people out, motivate, inspire. Let's go. So yeah, like I said, guys, if you're a man or female and you actually want to build a kingdom, meaning you actually want to raise a family and, you know, do God's will by being fruitful and multiplying with a suitable mate, with someone who isn't going out partying, stuff like that, right? Who isn't a loser, basically. If you actually want a high value partner to be in marriage with, to become one with, right? To have an everlasting soul tie with, to have actual children with, you're going to have to abstain from sexual immorality, because chances are, if you've already defiled your temple, your spirit is not clean, right? You're walking around here with an unclean spirit. You haven't repented and you haven't asked God to cast out those spirits out of you, acquired from those soul ties. What happens is you're just going to have less of a chance to find that person, right? So you got to get on celibacy, guys. I'm telling you, I can't stress the importance enough of it. If you're a man or a woman watching this, it is so important that you just focus on yourself and you focus on God and you focus on just building that relationship up with yourself and with God, right? Because how can you love someone else if you don't love yourself? That's the thing too. People out here looking for love and they don't even love themselves. They don't even respect themselves. They don't even hold any self-value to themselves. No, because they're defiling themselves and they're doing all sorts of vain things. Come on, man. They think money is going to buy them happiness. They think that all this stuff of the world is happiness. But people are living in a strong delusion. That's what happens. They're given over to a strong delusion. I'm telling you guys. And it even says in the Bible, I'm pretty sure, that they will be given over to a strong delusion. Because people are lacking the knowledge, lacking the wisdom of the word of God. They're lacking the wisdom. The Bible really can save you, man. I'm telling you guys. Christ will save you, but the Bible, it really has some stuff that you can learn from and you can actually gain wisdom from. I'm telling you guys, it can save you in a lot of senses. Christ will save you though. I'm telling you guys, accept Christ in your life. Things will change. Come on, man. But yeah, simply being celibate will change your life. It will change your life. There is ups and downs. There is temptations, trials, tribulations, like every journey. But this is by far the most interesting journey I've ever been on in my life. I've been on celibacy for like 6 months now. And I'm telling you, I'm feeling like I'm starting to build that connection with the Most High God, like the one I really wanted. And I'm starting to actually enjoy my own company, meaning I'm actually starting to love myself like I never did before in my life. Like when I was drinking, smoking, partying, defiling myself, I never loved myself. Come on, man. It showed in my actions. Now I'm actually loving myself. I'm taking time for myself. I'm eating right. I'm reading my Bible. And I love God. Like I said, I strengthen my relationship with God. So celibacy is really important. Like if you're a woman and you're not trying to be like one of them low value females who just sleep with any and every guy, put your value up, you know, accept Christ in your life, hop on this journey. And you men as well, if you're tired of being that depleted fapper, you're tired of, you know, feeling weak as a man, not where you're supposed to be, not in that masculine state that you're supposed to be. You don't have the energy to do stuff no more. You don't have, you know, that feeling inside of you where you just don't have love for yourself no more. Hop on celibacy and accept Christ. I'm telling you guys, this journey is the way, because you're not going to get closer to God fornicating. You're not going to get closer to God defiling his temple. Come on, man. You're not going to get closer to God. God's going to hand you over to a strong delusion, a reprobated mind. I'm telling you guys, like I'm spitting facts right now. Come on, man. So yeah, guys, this journey is for men and women. I've been said this before and I'll keep saying it. And it's just because I know that I got some female viewers on this channel. I checked in the YouTube studio analytics the other day. I know that I do have a small percentage of female viewers. And just know that you females can do NoFap as well. You females can be on the self-improvement journey as well. Why not? Self-improvement is linked to the Bible. Self-improvement is linked to strengthening your relationship with the Most High God. Yes. Why? Because you're either on self-improvement or self-destruction. If you're on self-destruction, you're on the path of destruction, the broad path, the path that everybody chose. This is why if you're on self-improvement, real self-improvement, biblical self-improvement, man, you're on the narrow path. You're choosing to be that top percentage, that top 1% of whatever gender you are, I'm telling you. So think about it. Do you want to be a high-value person, or do you want to be low-value like everybody else, where everybody's just wasting their lives away and not repenting, you know, turning their ear away from the law, away from Christ? They're just turning the other way. Do you want to be like them, or do you want to be in your own lane? Do you want to be grinding towards your purpose, you know, focusing on your health, your mental health, building a good physical body for yourself, right? Because it shows. It shows when you take care of yourself. It's going to start to show. Yes, I notice when I look in the mirror, I look like a completely different person than I did before. I used to look like a zombie out here, man. I was depleted. Come on, man. But I'm taking care of myself to the fullest extent now. Come on, man. Let's go. So I hope everybody enjoyed this video. This was just a quick video talking about how your value will rise up on celibacy. I'm telling you guys. And that celibacy is for men and females. Like females should be on NoFap as well. They shouldn't be watching the sites. No one should be defiling their temple. But sadly, like I said, about 99% of the people do. And that's what makes you watching this, the top 1%. Yes. I don't know if it's the top 1 or 2%, but I'd say top 1 because we are a really small community. Hopefully we will grow, but we are a really small community of people who actually take this seriously. People who are actually on the grind and actually, you know, trying to obey God, trying to abstain from sexual immorality. We are a very small group, but we got to keep pushing, keep moving forward and try to grow. Come on, I hope you guys enjoyed this video. Hope you learned something. Man, get your value up. Get your self-value up. Become a real high-value individual. And repent. I'm telling you guys. Have a blessed day, everybody. Everybody keep taking care of themselves. Stay prayed up and stay safe out here. Man, much love. I'm out.